Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info.
The Norwegian Nobel Committee has decided to award the Nobel Peace Prize for 2020 to the World Food Programme for its contribution to bettering conditions for peace in conflict-affected areas and for acting as a driving force in efforts to prevent the use of hunger as a weapon of war and conflict.
I am delighted by the decision of the Nobel Committee to award this year's Nobel Peace Prize to the United Nations World Food Programme. I warmly congratulate David Beasley, WFP Executive Director, and the entire staff of the World Food Programme on this recognition.
Instead of coronavirus, the hunger will kill us. A global food crisis looms. That was back in April. Oh, but don't worry, the UN has got an award for fighting food as a weapon, as they use it as a weapon.
The United Nations is warning the coronavirus crisis has put the world on the brink of a hunger pandemic. 265 million people could face acute food shortages by the end of the year. That is double last year's projections.
This is what hunger looks like when it spills over into the streets. A food stampede in Kenya's largest slum, leaving scores injured and two dead.
If you want to be exploited, and if you want to have many more body bags, then you do it. If you don't want many more body bags, then you refrain from politicizing it.
Well, I think we've got to recognize that some of these UN bodies, and the WHO is an iconic example, have actually been subject to a hostile takeover by the Chinese state in recent years. The rest of us have underinvested in them, and therefore they have been bought cheaply by China, which is now using them for its political and strategic purposes.
That's how crazy this is. I mean, the UN publicly runs the lockdown, publicly says they want to depopulate, publicly are caught adding steroids to the vaccines, publicly are running these blockades, publicly are blocking good medicines going into Africa, publicly blew up Libya, publicly overthrew all these other countries to make it destabilized, then publicly organized the collapse of our borders. But they're the good guys.
This peacekeeping mission in Central African Republic has been rocked by fresh allegations of rape by troops. One of the victims was reportedly a minor. Reuters, citing UN sources, said three females were raped by peacekeepers from Democratic Republic of the Congo. A spokesperson for the UN Secretary General addressed reporters.
These new allegations concern a report that three young females were raped by three members of a MINUSCA military contingent. The troop contributing country has been asked to indicate within 10 days if it intends to investigate the allegation itself. Should the member state decline to investigate or fail to respond, the United Nations would rapidly conduct its own investigation.
We're looking at a formulaic takeover, and I harp on COVID as the catalyst for the takeover.
It's a big move at an office that could change the way a lot of Americans work. A tech company in Wisconsin is offering to implant tiny microchips into its employees.
Many of the employees, including the CEO, will voluntarily have the microchips implanted into their bodies. And they're calling it, I'm not kidding here, a chips and salsa party.
Oh. We don't oppose this revolution that they're trying to bring in and then normalize. We don't have any hope into the future. Microsoft announced no more Microsoft buildings, no more people coming in. You must work from home. Well, that's part of phasing you out with the AI and showing you just how obsolete you are. All right, folks, this is hardcore stuff we're covering, but it's the reality. And humanity can come together and defeat this. But the permanent house arrest of freedom is what we're talking about. It's all out in the open. It's at Bandai Video. You can decide to fight back or you just roll over and die. Carlos Zapata, a veteran, a patriot, very well-spoken fellow who's been standing up to tyranny and who explained that a violent revolution is coming and the left keeps trying to starve us out under the siege operation. He'll be joining us. Dan Lyman has big international headlines. German ministers are saying InfoWars broke, huge story of a giant Antifa command base. And then we got footage of them being routed out in Berlin. It's all coming up as humanity stands up on its hind legs and starts the fight.
2020electioncenter.com. Just type it in one time and you've got it saved right there in your browser. And then you can share it on Twitter, Facebook, YouTube, Apple platforms, and most importantly, via text message, email, or by word of mouth, because they have banned the links to ban.video. But 2020electioncenter.com is a clone of the site, the exact same links, the exact same videos. We can comment, we can share them, everything. The system is censoring because the power of the people overrode them 4 years ago. Trump has finally figured this out since he's going to take action once reelected against big tech. I mean, he's monitoring the situation. Well, we know the president's overwhelmed right now, so we're going to sit here and cry because he has taken action. We the people are taking action now, and you can do it very, very easily by sharing 2020electioncenter.com, 2020electioncenter.com, and checking out the new redesign, Infowars.com, and sharing that. Oh, that really upsets him. Oh, yeah.
Live from Austin, Texas, broadcasting worldwide, it's Alex Jones.
Okay, I just did an hour live standing up here in studio, TV viewers. And what Bill Gates came out and said last night on national television blew me away so hard that I am just in a blind rage right now. I mean, he said permanent lockdown, at least 10 years, forced inoculations, total control, the whole world collapsing, financial destruction to save 0.1% of 1%. I mean, it's just crazy. Their whole admitted battle plan. What do you as listeners think about this, ladies and gentlemen? We have Carlos Zapata, who stood up a few months ago in California and explained this as military siege. The lockdowns are destroying small businesses, causing mass suicide. He said that we the people will take back civilization. He's going to be joining us for a second visit. Now, I'm not somebody that wants physical confrontation, but when they're shutting your economy off to consolidate it, when they're trying to forcibly inoculate you, they're trying to implode the third world and starve them to death to then flood us with the third world as a weapon, we're under military, corporate, spiritual attack, economic attack, and we have a right and a duty to say no and to stand up against it. The question is, how do we do that? Well, first we warn the people, and we expose who's behind it, and we try to get Congress and the president and others to act and the governors to say no to this. That's why it's so sick to see the governor of Texas basically becoming Gavin Newsom Jr., the mini-me of Gavin Newsom. Paul Joseph Watson's coming up as well. Dan Lyman just broke a huge story. But I think this special report we put out is very important, and I'm gonna play this, and then I'm going to come back and hit the latest election news, the latest Democrat plan for civil war they're now publicly announcing. And, of course, what the Democrats are talking about, packing the Supreme Court, what that would look like, it's all coming up. But first, we just played the permanent house arrest of freedom, the permanent martial law lockdown announced by Bill Gates. You know, I got great guests, and I'm glad we got these guests, but man, today's the day. I should probably just open the phones up and think, what do you think about Gates being in charge of everything and saying he wants to depopulate you? But boy, he's got this shot he really wants you to take, this new vaccine that reprograms your cells and is making so many people sick. I mean, how obvious is this? How ridiculous is this? But again, it's got to be hidden in plain view because they've noticed. If you just hide it in plain view, people aren't scared of it. And they acclimate to it, and they cozy up to it, and they go along with it. But it's up to those of us that are leaders and see through this to say no. So here's the report. Medical tyranny is upending your existence. I mean, this is how 21st century warfare operates. This is how the system takes over. This is how it executes. This is how it gets it done. And it's happening now. And it's sick that Bill Gates and the Rockefeller Foundation, in lockstep and in Event 201 and other documents, admit all of it. That's what's so painful. I try to argue with people I know. Like, I've got family that are smart people, and they aren't even Democrats, but when they see the news saying there is no treatment, there is no therapeutic, 8 months ago, and I'm like, vitamin D, vitamin C, zinc, here's the NIH website, plus it's known if you have these vitamins at high levels, you basically can't get viral infections because they can't manufacture inside the mitochondria. It's like, what are you, a virologist? What are you, a biologist? And I'm like, what I am is somebody that can read the medical literature. And man, I can't tell you how many family members and how many lawyers I know, and one of them guys, a couple of them are federal agents. They come to me and they go, God, I thought you were full of it, Alex. Fauci just said you got to have vitamin D or C or you'll die. I mean, I'm not a botanist, but I know plants need sunlight or they die. I'm not a farmer, but I know plants need water or they die. It's called essential. And I go back to that because if the public, see, if the public has shown a problem, hey, there's this problem, society's shutting down, people believe, well, there must not be a solution or they wouldn't be doing this. I get why people have cognitive dissonance. They automatically go, well, Alex, come on. You know, like medical doctors go, 100% of patients that do this, inhaled steroid, it's an autoimmune response, they're safe. Trump got it, feels great. He obviously already had infections. They cleaned out his blood, great. That's why Trump feels so good. He obviously had pre-existing conditions. Heather said he got all this, you know, souped up transfusion, especially a blood transfusion he got. He's feeling great. When we told the doctors, I'll do anything, they said, yes, sir, we'll do it done. Yeah, I was wrong about what's going on. Looks like they knew what they were doing. But regardless, here's the report. We'll come back and get into the news.
And people ask questions about the deaths that have occurred due to a particular vaccine, and this always gets blown up in the media. One should be able to give a very factual account of what exactly has happened and what the cause of deaths are. But in most cases, there's some obfuscation at that level, and therefore there's less and less trust then in the system.
It was the UN back in December last year said, hey, vaccines are killing people. They're untested. We need to pause vaccines. The public doesn't believe in them. The doctors don't believe in them. But they said, but we're just giving them by Bill and Melinda Gates Foundation told what to do. So even the UN, the global government system itself, is just a puppet. And what they say is God.
Halting funding for the WHO during a world health crisis is as dangerous as it sounds. The world needs them now more than ever. Well, the truth is the group actually needs Gates more than ever. With the U.S. taking a pause, he'll now be their largest active donor. That's right. One out of every 10 bucks that the WHO gets is from the world's second wealthiest man.
Again, my name is Dr. Tapper, and I'm no stranger to you as this is my third time here addressing regulations and mask mandates. Imagine a virus so deadly and severe that you have to have a test done to find out whether or not you've had it. You guys are basing these numbers on positive cases and not hospitalizations or deaths. That's what you should be basing those off of. The numbers are hyperinflated by false positives and a never-ending doom and gloom from the mainstream media. If the mask mandate turns into a vaccine mandate, you will not be allowed to go back to work, earn a paycheck, renew your driver's license, or function in everyday society without proof of the vaccination. We had draconian bills sweeping the nation last year coming after our medical freedoms, and then the coronavirus came. The Trojan horse to implement this tyrannical agenda.
They say you don't need vitamin D, then you can't say as a medical doctor you need vitamin D. They say you don't need vitamin C, the FBI will SWAT team you.
It was a special setup for this raid with the FBI putting on PPE as they went inside this medical clinic with a search warrant, seeking medical records and physical evidence.
The investigation includes allegations that the clinic provided fraudulent treatments for COVID-19 and that the clinic did not observe proper protocols to protect patients and staff from the virus.
The FBI spokesperson would not say what specific treatment they were investigating, except to say it was on the clinic website. And we found this posting. We have been using intravenous vitamin C therapy to treat COVID-19 and non-hospitalized patients with great results.
We've been told our whole life that vitamin D correlates with a strong immune system.
Grossman points to studies that suggest vitamin D can reduce your chances of contracting COVID or the severity of your symptoms. He says he's tried for months to get the CDC and other experts to talk about it. Then this week, one of the nation's leading infectious disease experts did. Dr. Anthony Fauci mentioned vitamin D during an Instagram Live with actress Jennifer Garner.
If you are deficient in vitamin D, that does have an impact on your susceptibility to infection.
But now Fauci said, you need to start, okay. We'll drop the charges. Fauci's God. So Fauci's God. Bill Gates is God. The UN's God. None of us have any rights. But now even the UN's head envoy for global COVID-19 response comes out and says, we've got to stop this. This is causing millions to die already. Hundreds of millions are going to die. And it's already going to be devastating, devastating to our economy. It's going to put millions of people out of work. It's going to bankrupt tens of millions in the Western world. But the third world, it's already a death sentence. Millions are already dead. And I want the left and the Democrats and Fauci and Gates to know, we know they're behind it. So they can be discredited and exposed for the progenitors of the Nazis. They're not sons of the Nazis. They're not neo-Nazis. They're not Nazis. They're the eugenics global scientific control freak cult that the Nazis were just a spinoff of. But the Nazis wanted to make it based around Aryan white people.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNloans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNloans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNloans.com. That's GCNloans.com.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. danpilla.com.
Hi, my name is Lily. My mom and dad used to fight about money all the time. Then one day, I heard them talking about this guy, some uncle I never knew, called Uncle Sam. Well, they say this Uncle Sam guy wanted them to pay him like a gazillion dollars, and they didn't have a gazillion dollars. So they called this company they heard on the radio called the Tax Doctor. And the Tax Doctor worked with Uncle Sam's people. I think they're called the IRS. And they're able to work it out so my mom and dad didn't have to pay Uncle Sam very much money at all. So now mom and dad are happy, and I'm happy too. Thanks, Tax Doctor.
If you owe $10,000 or more to the IRS or state, call now and pay less.
800-215-1727. 800-215-1727. That's 800-215-1727.
Tehebo Tea Club's original Pure Pounde Arco Super Tea helps build the red corpuscles in the blood which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. A one-pound package of tea is $34.95 plus shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. That's shop, S-H-O-P, super, S-U-P-E-R, T-T-E-A.com. So the complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100, Monday through Saturday, 9 to 5 California time. That's shopsupertea.com at 818-984-6100.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Extendovite really works. Here are some reviews from Amazon.com. John Hess, 5 out of 5 stars. Awesome. Probably my only review, but at age 40, I was getting bad heart throb and left arm pain, mainly before bed. I even stopped smoking and drinking sodas for a month, and that didn't work. After one day of taking Extendovite, it was gone and hasn't returned in 3 years. I've ordered Extendovite 13 times, so Amazon just said. Juliet Hordick. I've ordered this product before in liquid form. It is fantastic. My whole family's been on it. To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with ExtendoVite.
Television and major newspapers are crediting InfoWars Europe with exposing big stings against George Soros-funded Antifa-run invasion points in Greece. Lyman was then tipped off by sources and exclusively got the footage of the raid on a Antifa stronghold that the city of Berlin had handed over to the terrorists. Dan Lyman of NewsWars.com and EuropeWars.com will be joining us coming up next segment. But again, it scares the hell out of me that if we didn't have Paul Joseph Watson and Rob Dew and Kit Daniels and Adan Salazar and Kellen McGreen and all the people, I don't have, and Jamie White and Ben and a lot of folks that want their full names on air, maybe they do, but just all the great people we've got. So many times we break it, and then a week later I see it in Breitbart. Or a week later I see it on CNN. Or a week later I see the president saying it. Now, I got to say, a lot of times I see stuff at Gateway Pundit before we get it. And by the way, that's a good feeling. I'm like, yeah, good. If they blow us up or put me in prison, there's somebody else out there doing original stuff. But we're kicking ass, and we're very thankful to all of you. Please support us. We've got the InfoWars Total Blowout sale that has to end in 6 days because a lot of the products are selling out, like 8-pack Power Stack. Today or tomorrow it will sell out, probably, I would say, sometime late tonight. We can't get the 13 different pills. We can get a lot of them. We can't get some of them. So when you can't make a product anymore, when you can't get the product anymore. So 8-pack Power Stack's been very, very popular. It's over. It's gone because of the lockdown, because of the supply chain breakdown. We're trying to reformulate something that's just as good, but it's dangerous to do a complex product that has 13 different pills in a world like this right now. So we've gotten really spoiled in our supply chain to be able to have something this amazing. Your last chance to get it at InfoWarsStore.com or 888-253-3139. And separately, again, we have a whole bunch of items that are for very, very soon. BrainForce Plus is the final run because we've decided to upgrade it and make it even better. And every time you reformulate, you've got to change the name. So it was first BrainForce and BrainForce Plus. Well, if you like BrainForce Plus and everybody loves it, it's our best seller overall. It's 50% off free shipping, selling out. Ultimate Krill Oil, 50% off free shipping, even though it's selling out. Supermel Vitality, 50% off free shipping. Survival Shield X2 Spray Bottle. It's the high-quality, ingestible, high-end in a spray bottle, 33% off plus free shipping. ExtendoWise, final run, 60% off plus free shipping because it's hard to get what's in it as well, but the supplier's broken down. Knockout, 50% off plus free shipping. That's $14.95 with the best sleep aid out there. Melatonin costs more, and it's got melatonin in it, but it has seven other ingredients. So just a bottle of melatonin with the same dose costs more than this because they add all that markup in there. We don't. Turbo Force, 10-hour clean energy, plus free shipping, 50% off. All T-shirts, $17.76, like Arrest Gates and Fauci, mask-free zone. All SRL products. And SRL products is, I was in a medical clinic with a medical doctor, and a lot of them sell nutraceutical-grade supplements. And I talked to them and almost had a deal, and then they got scared away because of the politics. And they said, but hey, here's my supplier that makes it. And they had some really great proprietary things. We came out with three products. And I just never promoted it. I've been, you know, so busy, so under attack. It's been out like 6 months. I want you to enjoy SRL products because we wanted to come out with stuff that wasn't ours, that wasn't our company, that's diversified because of deplatforming. I wanted to come out with a line of nutraceuticals that somebody else controls so I could do advertisement and be able to sell them because they don't let me advertise on the internet on most sites. And that's what SRL Labs products are. There's three of them. They're all 60% off plus free shipping because we're just clearing everything out to have raw, hard cash to fund ourselves into the new year. Because if the Democrats win, they're coming for everybody. We've got to stay on air as long as possible. Nascent iodine surface spray now, not for ingestion. It's 50% off plus free shipping and even more at InfoWarsStore.com. And then separately, and I'm going to shove about this, more than half of all Americans plan to stockpile food and other essentials for chaotic months ahead in big national polls. Big article by Michael Snyder, the Economic Collapse blog on that. Other big articles about food supply breakdowns around the world. Again, I think you should go to InfoWarsStore.com. It has the full spectrum of high-quality storable foods at the highest quality, ready to ship within a week. But that may not be the case once the election hits and the prices are going up somewhere after Christmas as food prices have gone up. So I would go to InfoWarsStore.com and go to the My Patriot Supply section where we have their full catalog, their full spectrum of products, all of it right there on the site, and they're in our back end. They take the orders daily and ship it out to you as fast as they possibly can. 1 year, 6 months, 1 month, specialty foods, all of it, water filtration, air filtration, the very best prices you're going to find anywhere at InfoWarsStore.com or 888-253-3139. Then separately, support our local AM and FM stations. Tell folks about the stations. Become a sponsor. Support the sponsors. Or is your church exposing abortion and the Satanists like we are? Tithe, even though it's not tax exempt. Send $100 a month, $20 a month, whatever you can. You got the money, $1,000 a month to that local station. I can tell you, most stations pick us up at night. They get good ratings. They put us on earlier, and then they get donations and support. They put us on live. Most stations that carry us end up carrying us at night and then carrying us live later because of the support. So you've done a great job again. And that was our secret weapon when they tried to deplatform us, was the almost 200-plus radio stations and over 100 TV and cable stations and growing. So please support those local stations. At least call and thank them and then tell people daily about the broadcast. I'm done plugging now, probably for the rest of the transmission. But that's how we fund ourselves. And just it's such an incredible time to be alive. I'm so thankful that you funded us and kept us here on air. Okay. Gosh, there's so much to cover. So much to get to. You know, I love how Trump's coming out against Dr. Fauci. I love how Trump is exposing how he's a Bill Gates fraud. And now Gates is attacking Trump now. This is good to get Gates out in the open with 20 days out from the election. And Trump just needs to completely put the brass knuckles on now. He's taking the gloves off. But now he's putting the brass knuckles on. So we've got some clips of Trump talking about that as well. In fact, let's go out to break. Well, there's not time now. We're going to come back and get to this. Trump says he was right about damaging lockdowns. Acosta responds. Nursing home residents say they'd rather die of COVID than be the loneliness that's actually killing them. In record numbers, it's all coming up. Meanwhile, what will happen if Democrats pack the Supreme Court? But first, Dan Lyman, again, and Europe wars, and just what all of our writers is doing is absolutely essential and beautiful and strong. You saw how people like Nigel Farage go and show the flotillas of boats coming in with illegal aliens, Islamicists, and the police come and threaten him because it's effective, it's truthful, it shows the invasion. Well, Dan Lyman is doing the same thing, and we just are really, really excited. He's interviewed high-level members of the German government. It's all on video. It's all at EuropeWars.com, a URL that is so powerful if you want to defeat the enemy that you should share on your email list and on your Twitter and Facebook. It's not as banned as InfoWars, so share it, EuropeWars.com.
The future isn't coming. It's here. And in the future, keeping your humanity, saving your soul, your integrity, your very essence is going to be your most valuable asset. In fact, it's going to be your only asset. The world being built by the technocrats and the trap they've now sprung with COVID-19 and the endless lockdown is the beginning of the process of taking us past domestication into total and complete dehumanization. Human life will be impossible to be carried out in an original original biological way by the year 2050. This is their stated goal. I'm sorry to have to report horrifying things like this to you, but only by facing the horror and not projecting your own decency onto the enemy can we turn this around. You must study their own writings, you must face the facts, and you must come to grips with it. You're all being incrementally destroyed.
Bags under the eyes, crow's feet, fine lines and wrinkles are things adults complain about as they age. Now, there's Instantly Ageless. It works in minutes and is great for men and women. Here's Dr. Sonia Baccia on The Doctors.
So this is a product we're going to see if it works. It's called Instantly Ageless. And the idea is that it works very quickly. Is you just need a very small amount and then you apply it to areas where you might be a little bit puffy. I have just looked at what's in this product and one of them is something called argireline, which is sort of a darling in dermatology right now. It's a peptide or a protein that actually relaxes the muscle. It's also called Botox in a bottle. The other active ingredient in this is silicates, which are almost act like a clay. They're minerals, and they're making the skin sort of tighter. It's actually increasing the surface tension on the skin to push that herniated fat pad back.
Try Instantly Ageless today at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com. 30-day money-back guarantee and preferred price discount at GCNLife.com.
Warning, if you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $10,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to let us settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-900-8407. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-900-8407. That's 1-800-900-8407. 1-800-900-8407. Warning, if you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $10,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to let us settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-900-8407. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-900-8407. That's 1-800-900-8407. 1-800-900-8407.
Shines a light on so many things. The fact that Europe is under invasion by UN-funded flotillas, also backed by George Soros. Trump has cut off a lot of that funding the last few years, got us out of the United Nations treaty that lets the UN actually direct what we do with refugees, but they've gotten more refugees the last few months than they've gotten the last year in the UK from these boats. Greece is being flooded, you name it. But InfoWars focused on sting operations last week and 2 weeks ago. InfoWars Europe, with video and reporters and all of it, and that's been credited with getting enough news in Europe to get the German government to respond to a whole nest of Antifa that had been living in a compound for more than a decade. So Dan Lyman is an American writer, political analyst, and cultural commentator after years fronting a rock band and answering the call for true journalism in defense of Western civilization. He's @CitizenAnalyst on Twitter and EuropeWars.com. I want to play him introducing a high-level member of German Parliament, one of the leaders of one of the major nationalist German parties. And then he's got all the big tours, shows Antifa being busted. All this is exclusive because the media won't cover it. But because of Europe wars breaking the blockade and InfoWars amplifying it, it's now known. So here's just a few minutes of the footage, the tons of it, at EuropeWars.com. Here it is.
Dan Lyman with InfoWars Europe. I am here in Berlin, Germany with MP Peter Beistron. He's taking me for a tour of the city right now. We're actually in the what they're calling the Antifa Hive. We are in front of actually where some of the NGOs that we've recently reported on out of Greece that were recently busted there. The Greek authorities took down a big NGO network there. And some of the NGOs are actually based right here. And so they've taken me here today just to see where the operation actually happened. So I'm here with Peter, and he can tell us a little bit more about exactly what's going on and what we're looking at right here.
Okay, Dan, so let's have a look. Come on.
So here we are. We're right at the entrance to a couple of these NGO operations here, and as you can see, that's kind of listed as who operates out of here, and Peter's going to tell us exactly what goes on in this building here.
Well, welcome in Berlin. Welcome to Kreuzberg. Welcome to Mehringhof. Mehringhof is the location. This is the Radl Hall. Here are all those NGOs. They have their headquarters here, who are doing the human trafficking in the Mediterranean and other stuff. Obviously, when we can look on the walls, they are all very left extreme. What is the next problem is that they are supported by the German government, by the European Union, by the Municipal Council of Berlin, which is red, red, green. It means communist, socialist, and green socialist. So, and let's just have a look on this. Who is here? We see a tag. We see many lawyers who are defending them, all the left extremists, you know. And if you want to see the political connections. One can see them very, very nicely here on this poster, you know, because it's saying the Greens, the Yalf, the socialist Yalf connected to the Socialist Party in Germany, again the Green Yalf. So the connections to the official politics are very strong here, and we all are financing this.
So I promise you to bring you to the next hotspot of Berlin. So you see, maybe now you even heard where we are going. This is the Riga Strasse. It's very famous because of its squads. Mm-hmm. They are the left extremists occupying houses. Exactly. We are middle in the hotspots of the left extremists. They are occupying those houses for 30 years, and now this is the first time I can remember that the authorities are cleaning up one of those houses.
All right, so Dan Lyman of EuropeWars.com. There's tons of footage. Radio listeners have got to go there and see it, because then there's a big raid on, I guess you'd call it CHOP Germany, or CHAZ Deutschland, or CHAZ Berlin, an incredible footage of them actually raiding this communist cesspit. Dan Lyman, another amazing job. You've knocked it out of the park. Tell us what's happened.
Yeah, it's great to be back. Back at home, it was definitely an eventful weekend, though, in Berlin. I definitely got more than I bargained for. I didn't know what to expect when I went at the invitation of the Alternative for Deutschland party, which is Alternative for Germany. They are the third largest party in Germany and the main opposition party if there was a Trumpian party in Germany. That's who they would be, and they invited me up there for a variety of experiences, and what you're seeing in that footage was just a small portion of the weekend.
You were there, brother. Wow. Because this fellow and others credit you and your reporting for the chain reaction that led to actually the raids.
Well, to be perfectly clear about that, the raids are connected, but they're not exactly was the focus of our reporting. They're kind of a side story that was a bonus in addition, because what we did last week or the week before, we broke a story about the NGO networks that were operating in the Mediterranean that have been basically migrant trafficking there, according to the Greek authorities. The Greek authorities busted them up and discovered that a couple of these NGOs were actually based out of Berlin. And as I have come to call them, the Antifa of the Sea, that's how these people operate, these NGO operatives. They are technically based in Berlin. So we broke that story. We were the first international outlet to pick that up out of the German media. I have a great source down in Greece. I'm sorry, out of the Greek media. I have a great source down in Greece who fed me a lot of great tips and showed me, direct me in the right direction to get the accurate information. We broke that wide open. And the Germans
sure,
were
don't
so
raise
shocked.
This about, I don't raise this about credit, but Nigel Farage goes out, no one else is doing it, it actually turns the tide. No one else is doing it, you go out, turns the tide. I'm just telling everybody should be doing this. Breitbart should be doing this. Any independent media that should just go out and expose what's happening. Because it becomes a huge story, it's important, and it changes the world, but no one's taking action. You've done it.
Exactly. And what we actually triggered, that chain reaction ended up being that the German politicians for AfD were able to, particularly MP Peter Bistrom, he was able to confront the foreign minister on the floor of parliament about these NGO operations and ask him about that. And apparently the foreign minister either pretended or truly did not know anything about the bust or the fact that Berlin-based NGOs had been implicated. And so these NGOs are closely intertwined with Antifa. They swap in and out. Their members could be considered of both, let's say.
Sure, the Antifa are like the brown shirts for the Nazis. They're the enforcers.
Sure, and they are the operatives out internationally. They're working in the Med to import thousands of migrants from the third world into Europe. And so he was able to confront them about that, and they were so happy for that to gain some international coverage because the German media has basically blocked it all out. They're not covering it at all. And he was able to force that confrontation.
Let's explain. There's a paradox. The fact that they've suppressed it so much means anyone resisting it explodes that much bigger. That's what I'm trying to tell listeners is everybody needs to go expose this. I mean, the no-go zones, all of it, it's a big giant, like Tony Montana says about Miami, it's a big giant, you know what, just waiting to be. I mean, we need to expose this.
Yes, absolutely. So we were able to expose the NGOs, and you saw some of the footage of us actually visiting where they're headquartered there in Berlin. And we were only there, able to stay there for about 4 or 5 minutes before Antifa informants who were watching the entrance were already notifying comrades, colleagues, wherever else to come down. And I was briefed ahead of time that we would have a maximum of 5 minutes before we needed to clear out of the scene because we could put ourselves at risk of danger.
Well, Dan, listen. That's why I try to get funding for InfoWars, because you do it on a shoestring budget, and we're going to get you even more funding, because every time I just send a few coins your direction, you go out and kick total ass, and I just want you to expand Europe Wars. You're doing an incredible job. I know you've got another site, too, that you run separately. Let's talk about that when we come back for the Battle for America as well. We want to support what you're doing there. We just sleep good at night knowing Dan Lyman of EuropeWars.com is there. Listeners, you got to hammer that URL out, because the reporting there is second to none. It's the only place you're going to find this critical intel. Stay with us.
Hello?
Congratulations.
For what?
For losing all that weight. How'd you do it so fast?
ASAP.
ASAP what? What's that mean?
Are you ready to get as skinny as possible, as soon as possible, as simple as possible, and as sexy as possible?
I'm listening.
Then get with the ASAP program. It's real and it works. No smooth talk, no slick advertising, and no exaggerated claims of success.
I've got to know more.
Welcome to ASAP. As slim as possible. Whether you have 10, 20, or 50 pounds to lose, ASAP is your weight loss answer. ASAP targets the abnormal fat reserves and makes them available to be burned as fuel and contains no caffeine or hormones. Order ASAP at wholesale prices or join the team to share the business with others. Visit GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Lose weight and look great with ASAP, as slim as possible.
Hey, Bugsy, you hear the news about Vinny?
Yeah, it's a real shame he owed money to the IRS and they finally cut up with him.
Just like Al Capone.
If the IRS can get the Capone, imagine what they can do to little old Vinny, huh?
Poor cat, he was on top of the world. Bada boom, bada bing.
What Vinny needs now is an offer he can't refuse.
Hey, you got a tax problem? Does the IRS claim you owe them a bunch of dough? They can get you, too. So call the Tax Relief Line now and learn if you qualify to negotiate your $10,000-plus IRS tax debt for up to a 75% savings. Don't be like Al or Vinny and get busted. Make this free call now. Learn how you may be able to pay the IRS less.
Call now. 866-657-8517. 866-657-8517. That's 866-657-8517.
Hi, I'm your host, Smokey Colbert, filling in for Smokey, because after 75 years of...
Only you can prevent wildfires.
Turns out there's much more to say. Nearly 90% of wildfires are caused by us humans being careless, dumping our used barbecue coals willy-nilly. Guess the song was wrong. We did start the fire. That's why I respect Mother Nature and her trees, whether coniferous or new car scented. Brought to you by the U.S. Forest Service, your state forester, and the Ad Council.
There's so much hand sanitizer on the market, but beware. Not all hand sanitizers are created equal. That's why you want to use 2020 Safe Hand Sanitizer. You can trust the hand sanitizer on 2020safe.net to be made with the highest quality ingredients. American made with American ingredients, employing Americans. Log on now to 2020safe.net and order your 1 liter today. Normally $29.99, but reduced to $19.99. So hurry while supplies last and receive a bonus. That's right. You'll receive a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster, a $39.95 value, free, by using code GCN at checkout. Right now, click 2020safe.net. That's 2020safe.net to get our 1 liter bottle of high-quality hand sanitizer with your free bonus, a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster valued at $39.95. Remember to enter GCN at checkout, and the bonus is yours, free, 2020safe.net.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the mineral doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
In Texas, broadcasting worldwide. It's Alex Jones.
Today was smoking in front of the gun, already in front of her. She went in, so.
This is footage of the informants that are out there reporting on people that they're covering.
We've been informed on. We are actually leaving on short notice. I was going to give you more of a tour, but they have an informant there at the door, and she's already let Antifa know that we are here, that about our presence, and they're probably calling in the troops, so to speak. So we are on our way out.
And because they're a violent terrorist group, you've got to pull out of the area. So Dan Lyman, continue on. The point I'm getting at here is, these communists get away with all this thuggery worldwide, but George Soros is funding, because people don't stand up. But when you do stand up, incredible things happen. We actually outnumber them 10,000 to 1, but we just keep bowing down, we keep submitting. Or the average man out there, the average woman, doesn't see themselves in the role of actually going on this adventure, this quest. But you've done that. Tell folks about your own quest and what else you've been witnessing in Europe under George Soros, UN invasion.
Well, sure. Yeah. You know, to go back to that scene there, you know, and it goes to the point that you're saying people feel like they can't stand up to this. Unfortunately, the police as well feel like they can't stand up to this. So they do have their hands tied, as they do. We've seen that in the United States as well. So in some cases, the police can't take any action against Antifa in certain neighborhoods without first clearing it through a chain of command, and that chain of command tends to be sympathetic or in the corner of Antifa or left-wing extremists. So even the police can't do a lot, never mind the average person. And as we have seen, when the average person does try to do something, they either get doxxed or beat up or prosecuted by the state. So we are living in a state of anarcho-tyranny in many parts of the West, and I got to witness that firsthand in Berlin. Some of these neighborhoods are just completely run by Antifa. You know, we weren't even safe on a public street reporting in front of basically what amounts to a storefront.
So this is gang rule. They claim to be not the system, but they've got the federal and local government behind them.
Yes, absolutely. And from what I am told, it goes from the local governments all the way up to the federal government, is in bed with Antifa and is very sympathetic. And, you know, they have been, Antifa has existed in Germany for nearly 100 years, especially in Berlin. And so they've had a long time to entrench themselves in the system. And it sounded crazy a few years ago if you would have said that we would have Antifa sympathetic or allegiant politicians in the United States, but now we have people like Keith Ellison, the Attorney General of Minnesota. We have this new, potentially the new mayor of Portland, if she wins her race, totally sympathetic and for all intents and purposes a member of Antifa. So we have that happening in the United States, and I was warning friends about Antifa a few years ago in the United States. They had no idea what I was talking about, and I said, look, I've been living in Europe for a little while, I've seen the way these people operate, and they are dangerous. They are domestic terrorists, and they are international terrorists in many ways, because this weekend, for instance, ahead of this planned raid, the Berlin Antifa and German Antifa were calling in Antifa from around the continent to join them in essentially defending this property and fighting with the police. That's why the German police had to deploy 2,500 officers to the streets of Berlin this weekend in anticipation of violence.
Continue with your observations.
Sure. You know, I talk to a lot of activists and ranking politicians and journalists, authors this weekend, and, you know, they feel so suffocated and so suppressed in Germany. They get basically no accurate reporting from the mainstream media, especially on these sensitive issues. And they were so thankful to have foreign media there. I wasn't the only foreign media member. The others there were not doing any kind of breaking reporting. They'll have other reports coming as well. But we were the first to really get it out on the internet as to what went down this weekend, and to get some accurate reporting about what went down. And they're so appreciative of that. And they say it's like living in a totally authoritarian state at this point. And as you see, I'm with a member of the government. This guy he couldn't even be out on the street for 5 minutes without us having to worry about Antifa showing up with weapons to attack us or en masse. And this is a ranking member of the government. And we're starting to see that in the U.S. as well. We've seen what's happened to Rand Paul in the streets. We know what they would do to Trump if he didn't have secret security. So, I mean, this is happening in the U.S. as well. People just need to look at what's going on in Germany.
Exactly. Listen to Rand Paul. They try to kill him with Scalise. They shoot Scalise. Bodyguards kill him quickly. The guy said he came to kill the 18 members of their conservative baseball team. Then they break 6 ribs, puncture his lungs. The media says, we hope he dies, even though he's anti-war. And then they come and try to kill him in D.C. I mean, that's who these people are.
Absolutely. And if this was the streets of Germany, they probably would have had a much better shot. So we just need to watch what's going on here and watch how quickly it's devolving in the United States. I'm amazed at how fast it's happening in the U.S. and how quickly the streets are devolving into violence. And, you know, the Germans, and I was with some Brits who have their own issues as well. And they say, you know, you're talking about what's going on in Germany. Why don't you look at what's going on in Portland, Seattle? I said, you know what? I can't even talk. You're right. I mean, we have a crisis there as well. So I think, you know, people need to get their heads on straight and see what we're up against and vote accordingly on November 3rd.
Yeah, we're not putting Germany down or England down or the U.S. down. This isn't about who's got a big problem. It's about us coming together and defeating this. And instead of fighting the street level thing, we need to go after the head of the snake. And we know Soros is just a general. Who are the masters from your research, Dan Lyman, that run this? I mean, we know it's the UN, but above that, major corporations.
Sure. Corporations, the UN, of course, the EU, Soros. I mean, some of these people are so deep in the shadows, we probably don't even know their names, but we do know how the revenue is trickling in. And what you just said about taking off the head of the snake, I asked so many different people this weekend during interviews, what do we need to do to mitigate this situation? And they all said you need to go after the funding streams and you need to cut the heads off of the snake, of course, because there's more than one head, of course. And that's the advice that they all gave. You know, I spoke to people, political activists who have been jumped in the street by Antifa. I talked to a guy who had been stabbed by them. And, you know, none of them advocated violence. None of them wanted to see retaliatory violence against them. They just said you need to go and cut off their funding streams and suffocate them essentially that way so that they cannot continue to operate the way that they are and remove their political power as well.
But instead, it's conservatives and nationalists and Christians that are being cut off and abused. We need national governments to stop our abuse. They need to stand up against this racketeering.
Yes, and you know, to see the amount of persecution that members of the AFD there, like I said, they're the populist nationalist party there. They're about as radical as Trump in most cases. Many of them told me that as soon as it became known that they were affiliated with that party, many of their family members would stop talking to them. They would lose friends. They began getting harassed, you know, in the streets, harassed at the gym. And so, you know, just to be moderately conservative, that's not even, you know, radical position in any way, just to, you know, not want mass migration, not wanting your economies basically, you know, gutted and outsourced to other countries and your workforce. That's now a radical position. And so even members of this party, you know, they have been horribly persecuted even by their own families. And we're,
that's right. If you don't totally haul up a white flag and say, I surrender to whatever big mega corporations want to do with a giant horde of third world people they've already exploited, then you're a Nazi. And then meanwhile, their leader, George Soros, worked for the Nazis. I mean, the richness of this, it's beyond hypocrisy. The paradox is just too bizarre.
Absolutely. And you know, they're not even allowed to talk about it. And I'm talking about the experience of the Germans because I was just with them. I'm also talking about the experience of the Brits because I was just with them. But Americans can now sympathize with that as well. You feel like you can't even talk about it. You can't even pose an opposing view or a question. You know,
you have to bow down to a bunch of drug addict devil worshippers.
Yes, absolutely. And another thing that we were, you know, I was encountering was really the oppressive corona tyranny in Germany. It's totally crazy there. They have it broken down now where basically if you were in Berlin and you went home to a different part of the country, you'd have to quarantine for 14 days. I just snuck in before the quarantine by a few hours.
It's all cover for martial law, isn't it?
Yeah, absolutely. No question.
Coronavirus is permanent global technocracy administered martial law.
Definitely. And they're progressively closing down in ways, doing the compartmentalized lockdowns. We've gone from national lockdowns to city lockdowns. Now we're going down to neighborhood lockdowns in some cases, like in Madrid, where we're being confined to like tiny little areas where we're going to be allowed
all
to move around.
All of this is a giant exercise in admitted oppression. Of what I'm seeing with millions rallying in Germany, the public sees through this. They already dealt with tyranny before. I mean, they're seeing through this, Dan.
The problem is many of them do and many of them don't, and they're perfectly happy to enforce these rules on behalf of the state, and it's disturbing.
You're right. Let's come back and do five more minutes ahead of our next guest joining us. Dan Lyman is on fire. I think of a new podcast name. I think the show's on fire. Or fire. EuropeWars.com, at Citizen Analyst on Twitter. Dan Lyman, we're back in T-minus 10 minutes. Stay with us.
The old way of living with diabetes is a pain. You've got to remember to do your testing, and you always need to be sticking your fingers. The new way to live your life with diabetes is with a continuous glucose monitor. You simply apply a discreet, easy-to-use sensor on your body, and it continuously monitors your glucose levels, helping you spend more time in range and freeing you from painful finger pricks. If you test your blood sugar at least four times per day and inject insulin at least three times per day, or use an insulin pump and have private insurance or Medicare, you might be eligible for a CGM with little or no cost to you. Call U.S. Medical Supply today for a free benefits check. We offer free shipping, 90-day supplies, and we bill Medicare or your insurance directly. Call now and say goodbye to finger pricks.
800-880-1896. 800-880-1896. 800-880-1896. That's 800-880-1896.